This is you're listening to Radio Gaspésie and Gaspé, and this is a live broadcast from the Royal Canadian Legion. And with me is Louise Penny, and with us on the line we had from SCJS from St. Augustine, Lower North Shore. I guess they're gone now.
No, we're here, Chester.
Oh, you're still there. Okay.
Are you going to stay with us for most of the broadcast? We're going to be here for another 45 minutes.
Oh, well, we can stay for a little while longer. We have to get back to our request, though.
What kind of program do you have? It's all requests on Saturday evening?
Yep, for 4 hours, requests.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about your radio station, Lindsay.
Well, let's see. We're a community radio station. We operate Monday to Friday from 7:30 until 5 o'clock. And we have 3 permanent workers here, and we also have some great volunteers. And I would like to thank our volunteers right now, since today is National Volunteer Week, and we would never get by without our volunteers. And we just go day by day. We have fun here at CJAS.
I like what you said too about volunteers, because without volunteers, our station Radio Gaspésie perhaps would not exist, and so would the English hour on Radio Gaspésie.
That's right, Chester. You do have a lot of volunteers too in Gaspé, don't you?
That's right. We operate on 7 days a week for 1 hour a day, 6:30 to 7:30 in the evening, and our format is basically popular music during the week. With we have regional news. We have commercials, which get our funding for our station. And on Saturday night, we have of course our country hour, but we also have bingo.
Bingo! I knew he was heading for the bingo.
Bingo.
All right, now here, Lindsay. He and I and Cindy had a big discussion over whose bingo was the most successful.
Uh-huh.
Are you ready to defend yourself?
I am.
All right, you and Chester, go at it.
Ours. Yours, I don't know.
Well, how long do you do yours for, Lindsay?
Well, sometimes we go 3 hours. It depends on how big the bingo is, but usually every Friday night about 2 hours.
Okay, your bingo is very popular in your region too, eh?
Yes, it is. Seven days a week, Chester.
We do.
Okay. Oh, they have them fighting words,
we
Mr.
We do
Cotton.
A half hour of bingo on Sunday afternoon. And it's just as popular.
But Chester,
one round. I would love for you to come here, Chester, and give out bingo for 2 hours every week.
I couldn't tough it.
Listen, something else too, Chester, that you might be interested in knowing is that the St. Augustine Community Radio Station is growing by leaps and bounds. Isn't that right, Lindsay? You've got more people than you can manage now.
Yes. We do, and some days I just really don't want to see the day come when we can reach the whole Lower North Shore, because we're going to be going crazy. We're going to have our hair torn out of our heads.
And in fact, you are looking for a new new place. You might even have a new home for your community radio station.
Yes, that's true. Rennie Bercy was on the air on CBC recently, wasn't he, saying that? This spring, actually, hopefully we will be starting up a new building for the radio station here.
As I was noticing that there is still ice here in the harbor in Gaspé, but there's not too much of it left. In fact, as we were mentioning before, it's been a very mild winter here. Mm-hmm. Do you still have ice in your harbor?
Oh, yes, we do. People were out today on their skidoos, and they traveled to Lands Portage on the islands everywhere, and apparently the ice is still thick enough for them to travel on.
How long do you think before breakup?
Oh, I cannot tell you.
Before July, though, right?
Oh, yes,
go
hopefully
ahead.
So.
And
unless we'll be swimming on ice pans, so to say.
Well, Lindsay, it has been a pleasure speaking with you and for the people in St. Augustine on the Lower North Shore.